Perfect health is an expression then of spiritual awareness, the willingness to let go of the negative and allowing it to be replaced by that which is loving. So the physical expression then is of this energy field. Sickness is merely an expression of this energy field given form by what is held in mind. Physical health is merely an expression of a positive energy field reinforced by our willingness to commit to compassion and forgiveness. That which I am includes the body but is not limited to it. That which I am chooses to love it, to value it, to be appreciative of it, to be grateful for it, to enjoy the sense of aliveness. We get into the joy of the experiencing of experience. We get more and more into the awareness of the joy and the thankfulness for our existence. The existence of what? The existence of our consciousness. The body is then included within the field of consciousness itself. And we come to the surprising thought that the body is within the mind. See? Most people having a limited belief system will think that the mind is somewhere up here. Actually, when you experience, if you try to localize it, you'll see that it is everywhere. When you experience a thought, it's being experienced everywhere. The thought that it is occurring somewhere in here is in itself a belief system. It's a thought about thought. Inner experience will tell you that the experience of a thought, the experience of the body is occurring everywhere. It's occurring in consciousness itself. You understand that the body is sitting in the chair. But where is that understanding being experienced? That understanding is being experienced in no specific place. It's happening within your consciousness itself. Addressing ourselves to health then is really addressing ourselves to the nature of consciousness. Body then is coming out of our sense of aliveness, which is coming out of our sense of appreciation for our own existence. In this talk, we've repeated certain things over and over because of the mind's resistance to accepting the truth of it. Right brain learning is really one of becoming familiar, constantly re-exposing ourselves to the same viewpoint until it becomes natural. Why is it difficult when it comes to healing and health? It's because we're really reversing the mind's belief in causality. We're saying that the physical is the expression of the mental and not vice versa. You see, the world would like to say that it's the other way around, that cause is within the world. Cause is within, the power is within the virus, the power is within the bacteria. Even medications work because of our tremendous belief. It's the belief in the power of the medication. And we certainly see this with scientific research into the nature of placebos. Placebos alone will cure 35% generally of people with any given ailment. Just the suggestion that this pill will heal it 35% of the time is all that is sufficient. Realizing then that we're making a major move in consciousness allows us to value all of our knowledge about illness and health, to use it as a springboard to our own spiritual growth and development.